Psalm 16, 16th division of the Psalms. The heading under the chapter division there says, in my Bible, says, David, in distrust of merit, flees to God for preservation. Flees to God for his preservation. I kind of like that. Look unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from thee, O God. If you have your Bible, follow along with me as I read this short chapter out of the Psalms tonight. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Like that too, don't you? I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. If we go back to verse number 8 for just a short time, just a moment here. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Someone said, and I know that this was said a long time ago, a long time as in perhaps 100 years ago. Someone said, the need of the hour seems to be a sense of God. A sense of God. If someone were to ask you what it means to have or experience, realize a sense of God, could you answer it? Or what kind of an answer would you come up with? I'm sure that you could answer it some way, and then perhaps walk away from answering that question and say, I didn't even touch really what it means. Because it's difficult to say anything about a sense of God. You have, I think all of us have, some senses. We have a sense of pain. We have a sense of smell. We have a sense of sorrow. We have a sense of hunger. But when it comes down to explaining that sense, it's difficult to explain. So when we think about a sense of God, a sense of his presence, the need of the hour to be a sense of his presence, it may be something that is unexplainable, but it's something that is very real, that people, that you and I, humanity, can feel, can sense his presence. Many things would combine to deprive us of this sense. Many things combined can deprive America of this sense. One of the things that would deprive anybody of the sense of his presence is that of indifference. And it's growing in our country. It's growing around us. It's growing in people. If you look for it, I don't recommend it, because Probably, if you're looking for it, it's coming from the eye of a critical heart. But if you look for it, you might even be able to find indifference within the four walls of a good church. Did you notice how careful I was to say that I'm talking about us? Because you all say, and we all say, that we are privileged to attend a good church. Indifference can deprive us of that sense of His presence. Formalism, just going through the forms. And I'm sure that though you may not agree, though you may not want to admit it, I'm sure that there are times that all of us come to church and we have to push aside the formalism because it's just a form and we've got something else on our mind. It wasn't too long ago that somebody stood right here behind this pulpit and talked about the ritual that we have. You know, we come to church, we open with prayer, we sing three songs, perhaps there's an offering, we go to prayer, there's a special song, there's a message. We have a form. We don't pass out the bulletin, but we have the form. We stick to it fairly closely. You know, it's just... And because of that form, because of that unwritten or undocumented program that we have, we can come to church and be formal in our mind because we're not really entering in. And it can deprive us of the sense of His presence. Increase in pleasure can deprive us of the sense of His presence. Because pleasure would fill the void or fill the position or the place of seeking Him to in order to have or to sense or to bring His presence. Sometimes not only do these things deprive us of the sense of His presence, but also seeking His approval without seeking to follow His will. I hope you understand that. Seeking for His approval without seeking to follow His will. In other words, doing the thing that is right in my own eyes and then ask God to bless without pursuing the will of God. Without pursuing the will of God, without making sure that I'm within the realm of His will. Seeking His approval, asking for His divine approval, asking for His smile, even though I may be, and sometimes people do go against His will and say, God bless me. God bless me. We need a sense of His presence. The psalmist said, I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Let's seek Him to enjoy a sense of His presence. Let's stand together tonight.